It's Kylie Minogue with Magic.
Welcome to The Drive. If you happen to just tune in at this moment, you're in time to get the answers to the questions that people have been asking about security and your home. And I'll go FM every Wednesday and your business and so forth. We talked to Bernadette Nel-Nodier around 3:30. Today we thought we'd give you a few minutes chance to send your questions in. And she is at the ready, as is her practice, as is her way. The guys always used to talk about being parat in the army. The people from Atlas certainly are. Bernadette Nel-Nodier, welcome to the show. Today you're in the spotlight.
I am indeed. Good afternoon, Roland, and hi, Rochelle. Hello to all the listeners. I'm used to being in the spot, so let's do this.
Fair enough. Okay, well, when I say you're in the spotlight, you're the one who's going to be answering the questions people have sent through. We've had a few questions that have come through that people want to know about the security industry, securing their homes, etc., and the trends that are going on. The first question came from Tom. Tom said, listen, you spoke before about a rapid increase in house robberies. How do criminals target these homes, and how do I protect mine from being attractive to them?
Well, Roland, I think house robberies is probably one of those incidents that we are most concerned about as it stands right now. You know, and there's a big difference, obviously, between a house robbery and a burglary, because a burglary is when the residents are actually not at home, but a house robbery is when you are actually at home.
Just to interrupt you, you know, in the movies, they talk about a home invasion, you know, when someone comes in while you are at home. So when he's talking about house robberies, it's that one. How do I make myself unattractive or my home unattractive to people who are thinking of that?
Well, I'm always saying to people, with any kind of line of defense, it always starts with awareness. And by known fact, house robbers will very often spec out a house for up to 2 weeks before they actually hit that home. And these are usually well orchestrated and well organized. And people need to understand that with a house robbery, the loot is so much better for these criminals. And on average in our country, it is found that a house robber will commit a house or house robberies up to 104 before they get caught, on average in our country. So these guys are very well groomed when planning house robberies. So what can we do as residents? I think it's really the basics. It's starting on the outside of your premises, where you start with your electric fence and your barrier walls. You want to catch these guys before they are actually, you know, inside. And the thing is with house robberies is they hit when you are at your most vulnerable, and that's usually when you are sleeping or relaxing, where the doors are open and they can gain easy access. So you need to start outside from your boundary wall. You need to look at outside detection, which you can switch on when you are actually inside your home, and then work in from there, your doors, your windows, and then obviously right up to the point where you are at your most vulnerable, which is in your bed sleeping at night. So it's an onion layer effect, and that is where you're going to start. And it's really important that you, when you're standing in your bedroom, you can actually feel that you are safe. And that's where it comes in, CCTV, outdoor detection, and then obviously, as I said earlier, your electric fencing, etc. But awareness will always be your first line of defense. It's getting home and seeing if there's anybody lounging around, keeping an eye on your home, and should you see that, to report that immediately.
All right, next question comes from Hugo. Hugo says, so what can I do to make sure that my alarm works best for me? I'm assuming Hugo has some kind of alarm, or maybe wants to install one. How do you use it best? How do you make sure that that it works for you the best way?
Well, the scary thing right now, Roland, is on many of the incidents that I attend, there are alarm systems in the premises. The problem is people aren't using their alarm systems and they're not arming it. And it's very often caused by the fact that they've changed their habits, or they've gotten a dog or a cat, or moved things around in the home. And if they switch their alarm off, it's going to activate and it's going to irritate them. But they don't actually go and fix the problem, which means that they leave themselves vulnerable. And on many incidents, we're finding that people are also not testing their alarms. And when they are needing it at that specific moment, it's not working. And that is a big, big problem. So with alarm systems, there's always a level of negligence. And I'm going to urge the community out there that if you have an alarm system, make sure that it works, first of all, and that you test it often, and that you actually arm your alarm, especially when you are going to bed at night or leaving just to pop out to the shop. The levels of negligence that we're finding right now with all kinds of incidents are way too high. And on many occasions, we putting ourselves in a position to be potentially victimized.
Well, those are the two questions that have taken all our time. There's one more I'd like to put to you so, and ask you to bring back the stats for us next time. We got a question from Janine that says, has criminal activity increased in areas where crime generally used to be low? So is there an increase? Can you give a 10-second answer to that and then next time bring us the stats?
Definitely, Roland. I think the scary thing for us right now and with our economic situation in our country, crime is rife all over. And we are definitely seeing an increase in areas where we would have not seen any crime. But those are also, the biggest reason for that is the people that live in those areas have become so accustomed to not having crime that they've let their devices down and themselves down and their defenses down, and they are going to get into trouble. So I'm saying to everybody out there, crime is rife, doesn't matter where you are, you need to buck up this time, and everybody needs to do what we need to do to secure ourselves.
How do they get in touch with you to advise them or help secure them?
It's very simple. You can reach us on 0861-585-585. Drop us an email on info@twist24.co.za. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram, or you simply just open the door, Roland. You'll see the big beast driving past.
Fantastic. Bernadette Nolodia from Atlas Security. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks' time, and you'll bring those stats for us on what's happening.
Will do so. Thank you, Roland.
Taking a break can mean so many different things. It's a moment to relax. A moment to reflect.